refuge in the USAM building. Immediately, the commissioner of police, dressed in the uniform of the Republican Youth Corps, which is the newest youth organization, came to USAM to demand entry to find these two bonzes. He was declined by Mr. Trueheart, and since then they've made periodic efforts to get these fellows released and have been consistently denied, and I believe the Department of State's position is that they continue to deny access. The action at Pagoda was over in 2 hours. In other words, it ran from 0030 to 0230 this morning, Saigon time. By 0530, President Diem had called his cabinet together and told him he'd made a personal decision to declare martial law, and announced that martial law had been declared at 0600 Saigon time. General Don, who's the head of the Army, then went on the radio and gave the provisions of the martial law, which means the Army's going to run everything, including press censorship, control of communications facilities and so forth. As of the day today in Saigon, things are relatively quiet. Business seems to be going on relatively normally. The action is over and the Army's in full control.
There's an indication from one of the military attachés or force that says that that the Army, he was told by one of the Army officers that they had decided that they had to move in because they couldn't stand the Civil War and the possibility of civil uprising, which would interfere with the fight with the Communists. Now, we're proposing this morning to send a telegram out. We've been in touch with Ambassador Lodge, and the plane is being arranged, and he is going on to Saigon. We're sending a telegram, supposed to send a telegram to Saigon this morning, saying that as to bonds, you should inform the GBM that the request for their release must await the arrival of Ambassador Lodge, who is proceeding urgently to Saigon. Ambassador Lodge should, upon arrival, undertake to negotiate assurances from GBM as to their treatment of bonds, which, if released, it should in no event be released, that unless he's satisfied, they will not be in serious danger of their lives. And then we point out that the USAM mission, under the economic cooperation agreement that we have with the government of Vietnam, has immunity comparable to the embassy itself and that he continues to assert it. With respect to, we issued the statement that I mentioned to you over the phone, it's already on the wire. I've been in touch with Scotty Rustin about the New York Times story, the Albertson story, which has been filed through the embassy channel, through the State Department channel. Somebody attributes this to new, did not mention any possibility of the United States government implication. So, and Russ understands that this is not the case. But I think there won't be any repercussions on that. Did you want to?
The original story, we had extensive discussion at the room last night. I talked to Tom Brooklyn various times up to 1:30 this morning. Involved CIA implications that we were able to demonstrate that was not true and remove from the story.
Oh, was it in the story?
It was in the story. Albertson.
Well, it was in the story,
and Albertson didn't actually file it, I don't think.
Well, they didn't file the complication. It was removed on the Saigon end then, because he had no facility for filing, and the story that he gave to our embassy, which came in through the embassy last night, simply attributed to new, but didn't mention any possible CIA implications. So if it were removed, it was removed out there.
The Times has not received that story, to my knowledge.
Well, Scott Rustin knew of this because this is his inquiry as to why the CIA was involved in this. This is why he was trying to get off.
Well, it's on there.
No problem. No problem.
We have to decide.
Well, I think that what we're facing, Mr. President, is a situation where we're going to have to continue to be dealing with a government now, which presumably the military are in control and are dominating. In the face of a situation where the measures that they've been taking are measures which we can't
circumstances, you can get a whole fresh reading of the situation. I think it might be useful if you could recount the discussion you've been having. When did you arrive?
I arrived this morning. This incident only arrived in Honolulu yesterday morning, so it was only about an hour or so during which it could be discussed. And the reaction of both Ambassador Lodge and Mr. Hilton was one of, well, let's not, you know, get too excited about it right away. Let's find out a little more precisely what it's about. Ambassador Noving was quite upset because he said that this reflected a complete turn of policy against the assurances that had been given to him that a conciliatory policy would be applied to the Buddhist problem. During the previous day, we discussed the overall situation in Vietnam, and particularly the leadership of it. Ambassador Noving stated his belief, which he had stated before, that really the Vietnam government is probably about the best one that's available. Then went on, and we were talking about Vice President Ho a little bit, and he gave us his belief that Vice President Ho probably doesn't have the strength of character necessary to take on presidential position.
If the military had taken over, who does this really put in effect in the show?
Well, I think that is a rather neat trick here, because the officers who announced the martial law as General Tran Van Don, who has a reputation of being a little unhappy about the regime and the government and so forth. So the fact that the president chose him to execute this operation, I think, indicates that the president has quite a lot of control over the situation, and that the military itself will be still responsive to
or the deal.
Yes.
It's going to be the alternative reading for that.
That we had a report the other day by one of our people, that I believe it's the one you were referring to, we talked to one of the quartermasters, one of the more vigorous quartermasters, as a matter of fact, who also had been reported as disaffected of this. And his reaction was that the only time in which the military would move to displace the present government would be if the government was really not facing up to its responsibilities in handling the situation, and particularly even the Buddhist situation. And consequently, there was an indication that if the government moved fairly strongly to prevent any chaos, that they'd be with them.
You just tell them to move.
No,
but there would be Noting and Lodge and Hilton have all been on the loose. We got a good memo on the old court. Taken care of. Now, the
shut down. And the procedure which we're following this morning, which I've already discussed with Reston, and I think Brian discussed with some of the others, is that we are letting out information based on these newspaper stories, pointing out that these are from various sources which cannot be checked by the government. But not, we're letting out no byline stories as such. You want to speak to this, Bob?
Yes, sir. I think our main information ought to come from our own embassy report, and then we can discuss with the individual who have sent dispatches through the embassy the possible use of some of their own individual reportage of their protected channel. The Vietnamese government must be aware that these were all sent because they were sent unclassified, and I don't think we have any problem of keeping from them the fact that they were sent, but I don't think we ought to allow them to print these as stories sent through. There are legal questions, Mr. President, involving the use of our own independent transmission facilities.
I think it's a very, very serious matter. I think we ought to be very cautious about it because we have experience in so many different countries. And if we permit unsensitive press reports to come out, it may compromise us in other areas. So I would be very cautious to give out facts, but not give out the fact that we get them from the embassy, but not give out the byline. I'm not here to the press here, the dispatches they send in.
The press is aware that these dispatches have been sent through this channel. The United Press got a message out last night to New York.
Well, I'd like to stop for the time being, sending the dispatches to this channel.
Bonds, but for the whole judicial proceeding against what is Congress, because
question is going to arise with respect to these two. I think that the way this proposed telegram reads now is that Ambassador Lott should, on arrival, undertake to negotiate assurances from BDN as to fair treatment of bonds that release, and should in no event release them. Unless he's satisfied they will not be a serious bank.
We ought to also have him clear here. Let us know about it before he's already entitled.
We should do that, but he should now.
Yeah, we should. What about any other further ones? Is anybody in if they try to get in now, or does actually be outside over a wall, isn't it?
That's right. We can't. If they climb over the wall, that's pretty hard to do. We then have to probably be back to throwing them out again. One of them has got a badly cut foot and needs medical treatment, too.
Okay.
We don't want people shot trying to get into the embassy. We have that.
Yeah, we're going into the embassy. The guaranteed safe contact and money left was immediately jumped by the police. It was during about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And then he got back into the embassy and we got the new insurance. He just about made it back to his pagoda.
Stand on that and say, well, wait for the situation to clarify before we stand.